bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you this evening, as usual, it's Ian, and unusually, I have a special guest here. His name is Dale, and you might know him from calling the show from time to time, or you might know him more likely from his cartoon work that he does. Dale, you are the creator of AnarchyInYourHead.com. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
You're sitting in here tonight for Mark, who is currently out in sunny Sarasota, Florida, enjoying his vacation with his wife and his newborn. I guess he's not a newborn after 6 months, but his new son, taking him down, and he's not going to be back until after Christmas time. So we'll have lots of different co-hosts sitting in, and so I figured you're living in town now here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, and what better opportunity to come on the radio and experience Free Talk Live in the host chair. So
yeah, sounds good to me.
so you know, since we've got you here, let's talk a little bit about what it is that you're doing. I've got show prep. I've got stuff we can talk about. In fact, coming up, Chuck Baldwin from the Constitution Party saying that there might be some sort of constitutional convention, and he's saying it's a bad thing. But I don't know about that. We'll get into that. But AnarchyInYourHead.com, it's probably the first free stater created cartoon to come out of New Hampshire. I don't think there's anybody else that's doing it. I think maybe there was one that was done recently, but I think you kind of beat everybody else to the marketplace.
Yeah, I think I'm sort of the first known free stater, you know, to start doing cartoons. There is something called Quills now, I think. Someone's doing a porcupine themed cartoon. I've only seen one.
So what was the inspiration for you? I mean, what had you always wanted to do cartoon work? Is this the first time you've done cartooning?
No, it is the first time I've done it. Actually, the inspiration, oddly enough, it was I was sort of inspired by it when I was doing Ron Paul activism.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being sort of, you know, everyone knows about the sort of media blackout where they didn't want to have him on debates and things like that.
Right.
I don't do politics anymore, which is the ironic thing, but my very first cartoon was basically, I just had the inspiration to do a cartoon specifically about that. And so I had him as the one elephant in a room with three other rhinos, with like McCain, mm-hmm. Rhinoceroses, that is, and McCain and, gosh, now I'm Romney.
Those other guys.
The other guys.
So you're saying that the point there was that they were rhinos because that means that's sort of a phrase.
R-I-N-O means Republican in name only.
Correct. I guess is that an acronym?
Yeah.
It's one letter for each. Republican in name only. So the idea was that Ron Paul was the only real Republican
right.
in the debate. And, of course, that actually coming because you at one time considered yourself a Republican, as I understand it. So maybe you still had some level of appreciation for that whole situation.
Yeah.
And then something changed, something shifted. You shifted more in the more, I guess, free market or anarchistic direction, and you completely dropped out of the political scene entirely. So what was it that that promoted that?
You know,
I mean, why did you go in that direction?
I think I went the whole political spectrum because I started out probably – In a way, I almost went 360 degrees because I started out very sort of liberal,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, traditional, what you think of as a liberal as being. And I voted Democrat all the time. And I was registered as, I think, yeah, I was registered Democrat. And then I kind of got disillusioned with that and mostly went sort of apolitical for quite a while. And then when I got back involved with politics again, I was sort of being turned off with the way that a lot of Democrats were acting and some of the things they were promoting, stuff like that. And I'd always been sort of libertarian at heart, you know, libertarian meaning liberty oriented.
Sure.
And then I think there was a point in time where I said, you know, I kind of, you know, after being disillusioned with Democrats, I switched over to Republican for a while, mm-hmm. and actually got really involved with log cabin Republicans. So I was like really politically active with them. And it was just, you know, I think Bush helped a lot to disillusion me to Republicans and realize that when they talk liberty, it's just
sure.
rhetoric.
So then you obviously became more of a libertarian-oriented individual. And what was it that – was there anything in particular that helped spur you on past the minarchist point to the true anarcho-capitalist or voluntarist view? And how would you describe yourself? I mean, obviously the cartoon is Anarchy in Your Head, so, and I've heard you utter the term anarchist before. Do you use that term for yourself, or is Anarchy in Your Head just something you selected because it was in your face?
Well, A little bit, yeah. I mean, Anarchy in Your Head, actually, it's the that name is actually very broad because mm-hmm. a lot of people just think it means a zany, you know, zany crazy stuff that you're thinking about, you know, because they think anarchy is chaos. So a lot of people, without knowing any, a lot of people, I think, go to the cartoon not knowing that the guy that writes it actually is an anarchist. And yeah, okay. I do consider myself an anarchist.
So you prefer anarchist over voluntarist or anarcho-capitalist?
I don't prefer it. I just think it's another word. I mean, to me, they keep taking words from us. And, you know, everyone, a lot of people, they conjure up an image
whoever
of
someone. Whoever they are.
Yeah.
the provocateurs.
The authoritarians like to take words away from us. And they like to redefine words, you know, libertarians being redefined already.
Oh, man. I was listening to the Lou Rockwell podcast. Somebody suggested I check out this recent episode with David Nolan, who was the founder of the Libertarian Party, basically going off on what has become of the libertarian parties. I mean, when you say they take these words over, you're absolutely right. And it's really kind of sad to watch it happen, because at one time I think the Libertarian Party was a valuable tool in the libertarian movement, that they were going out there and spreading a real message of liberty, and they don't do that anymore. Now it's like, you know, Republican light.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I'm definitely a voluntarist. I mean, I like that word too. But I think it's kind of like voluntarist is sort of a soft word, and people don't realize what all it entails, which means no coercive government, no authoritarian monopolistic government, right? But they don't understand that anarchy is actually a really strong word for something which isn't as bad as it sounds, which is just talking about nonviolence and not supporting archons.
Right, and you're such a mild-mannered individual, such a nice guy, and you're always out doing spreading the word about your cartoon. If there's some sort of an event, like you were at Freedom Fest recently here in New Hampshire, and you had a table and business cards and T-shirts and everything. I mean, all kinds of different products, which I believe people can order a lot of it over at anarchyinyourhead.com. But you were selling them in person and talking to just kind of random people that happen to be on the street. And obviously you're handing out your business card, you're promoting Anarchy in Your Head to regular folks. What do you feel like people are confused by that? Like they're expecting, when they see the word anarchy, they're expecting somebody holding a Molotov cocktail and destroying storefront windows. But there you are, this mild-mannered, smiling individual. Do you feel like that throws people off? Has anybody ever given you any sort of feedback?
For the most part, I'm surprised at how good the reception has mm-hmm. been. I mean, I really don't get... I mean, every now and then I'll have someone challenge me, you know, who knows what the word anarchy means, sort of.
Right.
Almost no one really knows, really understands it fully. But every now and then I'll have someone challenge me and start talking about, you know, oh, how it can never work and everything. But for the most part, I've been surprised at the reception. And I think, like I said, a lot of people enjoy the comic. And I think most of the people who are reading and enjoying the comic aren't anarchists. I think they're just ticked off about something in politics. And my slogan is that when it comes to politics, we hate everyone. So sooner or later, someone or something you hate is bound to be made fun of.
Sure.
So in a way, it's like everyone, you know, at some point I'm picking on a conservative politician, and the next day I'll be picking on a liberal politician. So, or talking about some issue that someone out there can get behind. So really it has really broad appeal. And I think a lot of the readers aren't directly in line with my line of thinking necessarily. It doesn't mean they can't enjoy it.
So. Well, and it doesn't mean they won't come in your direction eventually over time. I mean,
absolutely.
It seems as though the voluntarist viewpoint is a very attractive one. It's one that is consistent. It makes sense. And a lot of the minarchists, which are people that believe in small government, that they believe they can actually have small
or
government.
Or unicorns. Yeah.
they as they continue to hear the voluntarist message, the principled message that says that, well, if you believe that government's an awful organization that does things very poorly and inefficiently, why on earth would you want government to handle even a small amount of tasks? I mean, it is questions like these that must really prod at the minarchists as they're trying to sleep at night. I know that I at one time was a minarchist, as were you, and we came in this direction. We're seeing more people doing that. And I'm sure the minarchists are already upset by the fact that there are two voluntarists on the show tonight here. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can call in, as always, about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 17, 2008. Will open this morning at 862.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 887.81, 443.90 for a half ounce, and 221.95 for the quarter ounce. That's 887.81, 443.90, 221.95.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, webcam, all free for you. Just head over to listen.freetalklive.com and enjoy it on us. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you are looking to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country, join Bureaucrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at our contraband store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. That's bureaucrash.com. Good stuff over there at Bureaucrash. Great website, really slick design, and of course they just opened up the brand new Bureaucrash Social.
I'm loving that website.
Yeah. It's cool, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's like the Facebook for liberty lovers,
exactly.
And I think it's fantastic. So head over to bureaucrash.com as we jump into some show prep here. Maybe we'll talk more about you, Dale, here in a bit. But let's see what old Chuck Baldwin has to say. Some of you might remember the name Chuck Baldwin. I'm sure most people will forget it as time goes by. He was the Constitution Party presidential candidate, and he got an endorsement from Ron Paul. So Ron Paul, of course, being this huge just phenomenon in the liberty movement, especially over the last year. With his presidential candidacy and generating $20 million in contributions for his campaign. I mean, you can look at Ron Paul and say, wow, I mean, it was an amazing, generally, I would say it was an amazing success story for the liberty movement. Sure, he wasn't completely principled. Yeah, he did bring people into the political realm, but I think that generally Ron Paul did a really good thing for the liberty movement because once you bring people into the realm, even if it's the political realm of the liberty movement, they're going to hear things like Free Talk Live. They're going to come across anarchyonyourhead.com.
I know some people who have already some people are taking the next step and looking at voluntarism, you know, after having done the Ron Paul campaign and having been disillusioned with politics after seeing what happened.
Exactly. The burnout. I mean, people that were involved heavily with Ron Paul's campaign are inevitably going to feel that burnout sensation, especially if they're first timers in politics. And so they're going to look for a solution, and I think that one of those solutions, which we'll talk about in a little while, is the Free State Project, of course. But Ron Paul had a lot of push. And anything Ron Paul does, people pay attention to in this movement. And so people, you would think, would have paid attention to this Chuck Baldwin character after Ron Paul gave him his endorsement. But when you look at the numbers of the voters in this past election versus previous elections, the Constitution Party didn't really do any significantly better this time around than they did in 2004 when they didn't have Ron Paul's endorsement. I think they got like 15,000 more votes this time around. So what happened? I don't know. Maybe the Ron Paul fanatics realized that Chuck Baldwin wasn't even close to the liberty quotient of Ron Paul, that Chuck Baldwin is essentially a theocrat. You know, he's a moralist. He's somebody that he's a moralist in the way that he believes that you should follow his moral diktats. And I don't think he'd like either one of us too much on a personal level.
No. I think also, like, what inspired people about Ron Paul was that he was such an atypical politician. I mean, I've had my complaints about him, of course, but
right.
But the truth is I think he more than anyone wanted to stick to his principles, even if it meant that it wouldn't help him win. He kind of went in there saying, I'm running on his principles, which is unusual. And so, So I don't know. I think he just didn't, Chuck Baldwin just didn't have what Ron Paul had that
not
made him
close.
Stand out for a non-main party candidate.
Now, I can't speak for Ron Paul. I think you're right. And Baldwin wasn't even close to Ron Paul. And I can't speak for Ron Paul, but I'll go out on a limb and say that, if you gave Ron Paul the opportunity to press a button and have the federal government disappear tomorrow morning, I think he'd probably do it. I mean, if he had that choice, quietly and nobody knew it was him that did it, he might choose to do that. Chuck Baldwin, on the other hand, not so much. Chuck Baldwin writing for a website called RenewAmerica.us. He's somebody who believes that America, is a good concept and wants to try again, wants to, hit the reset button instead of the delete button and, get allegedly back to the Constitution or at least his interpretation of it. And so he's a little concerned about what might be brewing there in Washington, D.C. He says that a good friend of his recently issued an urgent alert regarding a revived effort to assemble a modern constitutional convention. And Baldwin says that the United States hasn't assembled such a convention since 1787, when a constitutional convention replaced the Articles of Confederation with the U.S. Constitution. Of course, some have pointed out that the Articles is actually a better, more freedom-oriented document. Fortunately, the delegates of the Convention of 1787 were composed of freedom-loving patriots who just fought a bloody war for independence and were in no mind to reenact tyranny upon the land they had just fought to liberate. However, can one imagine what would happen if the current bunch of politically correct leftists in Washington, D.C. were to be granted the power to rewrite the Constitution? It would be the end of the United States of America, and that's no hyperbole. He says the modern Con-Con effort began back in the 1970s. Since then, 32 states have issued the call. The total number of states that are required to enact the Con-Con is 34. Simple math reveals we're only two states short of this disaster. As word of this potential calamity began to surface, the effort stalled, with the total states issuing the call stuck at 32. With the election of Barack Obama, however, supporters have been emboldened and are now trying to resurrect the momentum. The state that's currently in the crosshairs appears to be Ohio. And then he goes through a laundry list of various different states that have indicated that they approve a constitutional convention. And, of course, he points out that this could result in some pretty significant changes to the U.S. Constitution. I mean, they could literally go in and rewrite the entire thing from beginning to end if they wanted to, as I understand it. Yeah. And I could go on with more of his fear-mongering about what might actually happen. But the point is, he's trying to get people all up into a stir that, oh my gosh, the Constitution is in jeopardy. This document that is so hallowed and so holy, it's in jeopardy, and they're going to rewrite it, and we need to do something about it. I guess I'm presuming that what he wants people to do is to, you know, call their representatives and blah, blah, blah.
It sounds like he's upset, not because it's being rewritten, but because of who is in power right now that would do the rewriting.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
typical of politicians, right? Is if they can get their way, it's fine to do sure. radical, you know, but
yes, he's concerned with the leftists rewriting the Constitution, and I just don't understand what all the fear is here. It seems to me that if they go in and have their little constitutional convention and they actually do rewrite the Constitution, I mean, let's say that they do what they did with the Iraq Constitution and mandate that everybody gets free education and free health care and free this, you know, actually writing that stuff into the Constitution, which of course we all know it's not free, it's paid for by taxpayer dollars. But let's say that they do that and they completely rewrite the Constitution into this total socialist country, you know, the People's Republic of America or whatever. Well, what really will have significantly changed? I mean, isn't Chuck Baldwin all up in a tizzy about the fact that the Constitution is going to be rewritten? But
they
does
walk
it really
around
matter?
It all. They ignore
right.
it all the time.
Right. It's not in effect. I mean, the Constitution is clearly not in effect. You can look at everything that the federal government does, and we can go down the laundry list of a variety of different things where it's clear the federal government could give a flip about what the Constitution says. So isn't this much ado about nothing?
I think so. I mean, Bush called it just a piece of paper, and I think in a different way he was sort of right, not in the way he meant it.
Would it make it more legitimate in the eyes of people that are into the Constitution if they did rewrite it? Would all of a sudden those changes become okay with them? Let's talk more about this coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, Life Change Tea. Less is more.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. When you need to know something about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information and to get signed up. That's libertarianseminars.com. I have to say, that's a pretty exciting opportunity for young, liberty-minded people, something that did not exist 10 years ago when I would have been able to go and do something like that. So take advantage of it, because they pay for your housing and your meals. You really can't beat it. LibertarianSeminars.com. People are getting all up in a tizzy about the possibility of a constitutional convention. According to Chuck Baldwin over at RenewAmerica.us, he says there are 32 out of 34 states that are willing to do this constitutional convention thing. He says, get ready, prepare, let people know, contact your representatives. You better do something or else they're going to change the Constitution. Well, as far as I'm concerned, maybe they should change the Constitution. I mean, maybe it would be a good thing if they actually did write down that, oh, this is no longer a free country. We need a police state. We need socialism. Yeah. Let's have it all out in the open. I mean, because they're already doing everything they want to do.
Bush just instituted. Well, how much did he expand Medicare?
I have no idea.
Trillions of dollars in over $1 trillion in obligations for Medicare. And that's socialized medicine.
Sure.
With our current Constitution by a Republican president. And people, Yeah, and people are worried that, yeah, I'm like you, what do they think this is going to change?
You've got a $3 trillion federal government right now with like $10 trillion in debt and then what, something like $50 trillion, speaking of Medicare, Social Security, $50 trillion in the future of unfunded liabilities for the government. All of this, I mean, everything they do is unconstitutional, and you know that people like Chuck Baldwin and the Constitution people know that. They know that what the federal government does is unconstitutional. So why all the fuss over them changing the words on a piece of paper? Isn't the reality more important, the reality of the fact that these people are extracting money by force, by the threat of violence, and then doing whatever it is they want with it, whether it be bombing people over in another country somewhere, or whether it be redistributing the people's wealth in ways they might not have done it on their own? Whatever the reason is, whatever it is that they're doing, they've been getting away with it. There is no punishment mechanism, and you certainly aren't going to expect them to write anything into the Constitution to actually make it so that politicians can be punished for doing unconstitutional things. Certainly,
right.
If the Constitutional Convention is convened and they actually rewrite the Constitution, it's not going to get any better. That much is for sure, and so Chuck Baldwin's right about that. But it really won't change anything, except then they can point to the Constitution and say, aha, see, it is constitutional because we changed it. Is that going to make it so, and this is the question I asked before we went to the break, and if you can answer it, maybe you're somebody that's really into the Constitution. Is, you know, at one time I considered myself a constitutionalist. Maybe you did as well, Dale.
Yeah, sure.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. But my question is, if the Constitution, this document with words on it, if it's so sacred and so important, and if they go through the constitutional channels to change it, if they call the convention and they go through whatever is constitutionally appropriated for it, I mean, it says in the Constitution what they have to do to change the Constitution. So if they go through and they do that, they're doing that by the Constitution. And if they change the Constitution to be a constitution for a completely socialist country, then shouldn't the constitutionalists also be in favor of the changed Constitution as well? Or are you only a constitutionalist if you stick with the original document?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how people react to that, because I think that they're going to have to at some point wake up to the fact that now everything their belief in this piece of paper, you know, this piece of paper isn't protecting their rights. It hasn't been doing it up to now. Mm-hmm. And they're about to completely change it so that it's, you know, like you said, if they're a constitutionalist, they should agree with the new constitution. And it's, oh, we'll just have to change it again, I guess, you know. So.
Well, yeah, and they can make the argument.
Maybe it'll dispel their faith in this piece of paper.
That's what I'm hoping. That's why I'm rooting this on. I figure they should just go for it. I think they should just open up the Constitutional Convention and just gut it. Just gut whatever sort of freedom-oriented stuff was in there. Just throw out the Bill of Rights, which, of course, you know they're not going to do because they don't want to make it obvious what it is they're planning. They'll leave the Bill of Rights.
There'll be all kinds of compromises,
sure.
Political compromises going on with this. Even though, I mean, all throughout, you know, if you looked at the last couple of decades, you've had Democrats strongly in power, followed by Republicans strongly in power. There's like a period of time where the Congress was, we had a Democrat president and a Republican Congress, and then we had a Republican president. And there's always all these excuses are, well, we just don't have enough power yet. Once we have a Republican president, we can shrink government. You know, Republicans
which
were saying
had,
things like that.
And they didn't.
Yeah, they keep getting exactly what they need, supposedly, to fix things. And Obama will be in soon, and they'll disappoint a bunch of the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be really disappointed because they're expecting all these massive changes to come from that. But in reality, that, you know, the really big changes do not help politicians, because their best bet is to just turn off the other side. You know, they run on turning off the other side and appealing to the moderates, you know, the swing voters. That's how they win elections. So you're hardly ever going to see a politician actually take a really principled stand
sure.
on something really big. You know.
Well, that's what the liberals are accusing Barack Obama of doing, is swinging to the center instead of actually
appointing.
That's
exactly what I expected.
Right. So let them open up the Constitution, make the changes they want. They're not going to throw out the Bill of Rights, though, because they can't be seen as being overtly tyrannical. They have to be seen as like, oh, we're just going in here and making some tweaks and some changes and, you know, adding in a right to health care and a right to, you know, an education, the things the founders left out. And so they'll make the changes and then they'll be done with it and then it'll all be legal. Everything they do will be completely legal by their own Constitution. And I hope that what that does is, like you're saying, wake some people up to the reality of what's going on, that the Constitution is just words on paper. It's not their rule book. They could give a flip about what the Constitution says. All the evidence points to that. But this should be, hopefully, will be the final straw on some people's backs, to where they'll come to realize that the federal government is not worth saving. Can we come to that agreement? Is there anybody out there that actually thinks it is worth saving? 1-800-259-9231. I mean, unless you're Chuck Baldwin. I mean, these constitutional people, they believe that this republic concept is so great. It's so wonderful. We need to do everything we can to bring back the republic, restore the republic. And you've heard the slogans. Yeah. And why?
I'm of the mind that everyone is really a voluntarist at some point. You know, we just all have our threshold. And this might be the threshold for some people, you know, because I think a lot of people, if you ask them if they were in Nazi Germany, would you turn in, you know, think murders were happening strictly by the law and mm-hmm. it was legal. You know, the people in charge were mandating it. And
very
so,
few people would say that's OK.
Right. They wouldn't say that's OK. So I think everyone just has their threshold and eventually you pass it. And for someone who considers themselves a voluntarist, we just apply that very consistently. Anytime there's a law, I mean, you know, if a law against murder, I agree with. So I don't kill people. You know, a law against theft, I agree with. So I don't steal. If someone passes a law I don't agree with, then the only reason I would be following that law is because of the threat of violence.
Yep.
If I don't follow it. Right.
Exactly.
So, 1-800.
Yep, 800-259-9231 for your thoughts here on this. And I almost feel like I'm taking the position of the expansionist libertarians or liberty-minded people, the people that say that, well, let's help the federal government expand as quickly as possible. I'm not going to go that far. I wouldn't actually vote for tyranny. I wouldn't.
I'm all for them showing their true colors.
Yes, yes, I'm all for that, yes. And I wouldn't help them. I wouldn't necessarily give money to a socialist or something like that, or to a rabid authoritarian in the hopes that they would take control. But at the same time, I could sort of quietly cheer them on. Go ahead. Have your constitutional convention.
Well, I sure won't use politics to fight them.
And gut it. Gut that constitution, and then we'll see what those so-called constitutionalists have to say for themselves. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going and learning how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. There are a variety of different ways for you to help get this show into more ears around the world and help spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how. Of course, Dale, you are the cartoonist, the man behind anarchyinyourhead.com. And if people have not yet gone to see this cartoon, I think they should. It's got to be one of the only liberty-oriented cartoons out there. There can't be too much competition, I don't imagine. Do you have competitors?
Yeah, oh, sure. I've got some. I mean, Sinfest is pretty good, too.
Is that a Liberty cartoon?
Oh, yeah. He's really good. Right. Well, it's not a Liberty cartoon per se, but he does a lot on that topic. It's probably broader. Mine is more focused, I suppose.
Very good. We're going to jump into some phone calls here, but I actually want to give old Chuck Baldwin some credit. I read through the rest of his, scanned through the rest of his article about the fear of a constitutional convention coming up, and he did say that in the event that they do actually have this constitutional convention, he was talking about actually secession after that. So he mentioned the idea of people being ready to do something in the way of secession if indeed that was to come true. So
another possible positive outcome of
exactly.
Rewriting the Constitution.
That's why I say I'm rooting them on. Go ahead, open up that constitutional convention and gut the U.S. Constitution to the point where the people that loved the old Constitution could not possibly say they love the new Constitution, and put them in the position of coming to understand that as much as they might have appreciated what the old Constitution stood for, as much as they might have understood the intentions in many cases of the so-called founding fathers and wanted those intentions to be honored as venerated as they believe the Constitution was, now it's nothing but a shadow of its former self. Now it's obvious, and I'm talking about in the future if they actually do modify it and they have this constitutional convention. Now it is completely different. You never signed the original. Only a few people signed the original, and they're all dead.
Yeah. No one alive signed the original.
So you never signed the original, and you certainly did not sign the new one. So if they go in and they make all these changes, this should really help drive the secession movement forward. People hopefully will galvanize their support for whatever small burgeoning secession movements they have in the states where they are, and hopefully they'll get out there and do something about it. If not secede on a state level through the governmental system, but secede on a personal level. I think if we had enough people in the same geographic location essentially engaging in what, for lack of a better term, would be called personal secession, essentially saying, look, I don't consent to this, and I will not be a part of it. and actually make a point of doing everything they can to withdraw as much of their consensually given money to the federal government. Stop filing taxes. Stop obeying OSHA regulations or whatever the various different controls are.
There's a lot that people can do in terms of personal secession. I mean, I think that the very, very first step, the most important step you take, is where you withdraw your moral support. Mm-hmm. And that's where you just acknowledge that the government as it is, as an authoritarian monopoly, is not acceptable. That's an easy step. I mean, supposedly we still have free speech in this country, so you can say that, right? You can say, I do not support this, and if that really holds true, then that's a safe thing to do. I'm not completely certain that it'll stay that way or that it's even that way now. I think people suffer repercussions now for speaking out.
Depends on where and what the circumstances are, but you're absolutely right about that. So we'll see what happens here. I mean, maybe nothing will go down as far as the Constitutional Convention is concerned, and I think that would be tragic because then all these people, like Chuck Baldwin, will still believe that they can enforce the Constitution. We just need to elect the right people. Let's try again. Retake America. Reset the federal government. Ugh.
Isn't it funny how everyone believes in the republic or the democracy, whichever they call it. Everyone has a different view of it. They believe in it until they don't get their way.
And then
the moment they stop getting their way, oh, this isn't wrong. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. That's not right, you know. And, you know, take any particular issue where something passed and then people get up in arms and they speak out against it that it's not right. And yet it happened through our political system. And so I just try to get people, when that happens, just get them to apply that thought consistently and go, you know, anytime they do something, whether it's through the political system or not, that's morally wrong, you should be opposed to it.
Absolutely. Just because it's in the law, just because it's been written down on a piece of paper somewhere, doesn't make it okay. And you'd think more people would understand that, but they've been poisoned by the statist mentality. They've been indoctrinated so effectively by the government system, the government school system, that they really do believe that the law is moral and that they believe that what their betters in D.C. write down on pieces of paper are somehow just morally right. And it's just crazy. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Jason in California. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hi, guys.
Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a podcaster, so I wanted to talk about, you guys were talking about prohibited services and goods, drugs, prostitution, et cetera, a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And on Prohibition Repeal Day, I made a big deal at work kind of celebrating it, like, oh, it's Prohibition Repeal Day, and people were like, what are you talking about? And, you know, so I kind of pulled some people into that, but one coworker in particular got belligerent with me about it, and like they should have left it. You know, good thing they haven't done out of drugs. Good thing they haven't done with all these things. And I really tried to like pull it out of them. Like, why? It's like, well, they hurt themselves. They hurt their family members. They do this, that. It's like, you're really not maybe making a convincing argument. It finally just came out that he didn't think it was right. And he wanted to control people, and that he wanted them to do what they wanted to do.
That's right. His morality is the right morality, and he's going to force it on you whether you like it or not.
Right problem, right. Wrong solution.
Right, but he's a big lefty. He's a big liberal, so he's big on, you know, redistribution of wealth and stuff. And I was like, you know, what a better way, in your view, in your world, to earn revenue for the government than to legalize these things? Because all the government has to do is tax them. The war on drugs is prohibitively expensive, and it's amazingly profitable. I mean, the drug industry is like $80 billion or something ridiculous. If they were to tap that in taxes, I don't agree with it. But it was just kind of like interesting to see if his moral fiber would kind of teeter if he got that kind of the little taste of, that might actually be the way to make money off of other people. And he sort of did.
It does so much more damage than just the taxes it takes to run it, because it's probably the number one source for all of the incredibly intrusive searches that they do, the justification to search people. When you ban a substance, you've now got an excuse. If there's some sort of suspicion that they might have a certain substance on them, mm-hmm. you've got an excuse to search them now. So it's
And I also recommended he watch, and I thought it was a really well-done docudrama the BBC did, I think, a couple years ago, about what would happen if you legalized drugs. And they did a nice job of kind of vetting both sides. People actually from the officers against prohibition, what are they called? I'm sorry.
I don't know. There are various different groups that are against prohibition. Oh, law enforcement officers? Right.
Yeah, LEAP. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Law enforcement against
prohibition. They had people from LEAP talking about it, and they're like, look, this is a waste. And they did a nice job explaining, look, if drugs were legal, and you guys are all big on government control, the FDA can regulate this. There are instructions people will take. Go home, sit down, you know, like a prescription, like any other type of drug you would get from your doctor. You would go to your doctor and say, hey, look, I'm having a hard time. I just want to get a hit of something, feel good for the night. What would you recommend? You know, the doctor knows what your health is. He knows what will hurt you, what won't. You know, drug companies are able to go through a process to make sure that the drugs that are sold, because it's a free market, they don't want to kill their customers. They're going to make drugs that give you the best high.
That's all true, but it's not a free market.
If the FDA is regulating.
No, I meant it's in a free market.
Freer,
yeah.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah. Anytime the government's taxing and regulating, you don't have a free market. But I see where you're coming from. I mean, that could be a persuasive point to certain people that are all into the state and just want to learn how to best rearrange the deck chairs of the Titanic. Of course, it's where I diverge with the good people over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They're constantly pushing for taxing and regulating drugs. And I, of course, think that's just – it's not as big a mistake as prohibition, but it's still a mistake. And
that point of view, for me, is just really nice to kind of throw at those people to see just how strongly they feel about how bad drugs are. Because the minute they have a compromise, like, oh, there's money to be made, you start to see just how little they believe in it and how much of it is, you know, the Just Say No program they were raised on.
So what was your success with that particular tactic?
Well, that particular tactic, it made him kind of go, wow, yeah, that could be a lot of money to be earned. And then when I pushed it further and said, you should watch this BBC documentary because then now they talk about how the government can regulate psychotropic drugs and how they can keep an eye on these things and how in a market, even mentioned free market, in a true free market that the pharmaceutical companies are not going to want to kill their customers. So they're going to make sure the drugs are really good at giving you a high but are nice and safe because they want you to come buy their product.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate your conversation, Jason. 800-259-9231. Yeah, whatever it takes to help persuade people in the right direction, even if it's just a little bit. Not
you get them that
thing.
Far, and you might get them the rest of the way later.
Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.